Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
All right. Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. How you doing, Kat?
I'm doing all right, Bruce. How was your weekend?
It was all right. I finishing off a bunch of paperwork and everything like that. And I got the last of Moe's chickens done this weekend and got the paper all put to bed and got the Insider Report one written out fast. I got that to you on Saturday. So pretty much relaxed the rest of the weekend, watched some racing and everything like that, you know, and hung out with Little Prince and me, just being cool, you know, hanging out. And we went down to Crescent City and that stuff. And he likes going to Ocean World. So we had to do a trip to there anytime we go down there.
But, I remember a couple of class field trips down there back in my day. I loved the Touch Tide pool. Do they still have that?
Oh yeah, they got it all, the whole nine yards.
Cute.
He's got, he actually leads the tour guides whenever we do it. He knows it so well. He goes ahead of him. He knows right where they're supposed to go and everything. So
that's adorable.
So how'd your weekend go?
Oh, you know, it was, my weekends, like, it seems like all the personal work that I put off during my regular work week is when I take time to get it done is over the weekends. So, you know, I was in front of a computer screen most of the weekend.
Yeah.
I got to learn how to split that personal time and work time a little bit better with all this working from home, I got to say.
Well, sometimes you just can't help it. Like in my case, you never know, man. I mean, it's my business, you know, the computer. But boy, I'll tell you, my eyes are sore at night when I spend like days getting articles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Together, hours on the thing, and you don't even realize it. Oh, my gosh, what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, well, good deal. I guess we all had a good weekend. Hope everybody else has had a good weekend out there. It's kind of weird taping from home. It's not like the studio feel, you know, you got to kind of like.
Yeah, it's not quite the same.
You know, you get a little relaxed, you know, and kind of like, I got to stay on track of what we're doing here, man. It's like, so anyways, hey, before we get going on with the Insider Report, I'd like to thank Trike City Dispensary and this Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring our shows. And if you would like to sponsor a show, or if you have a show or whatever you can come up with to help out the radio station, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you'll be on your way. And speaking of KCIW, we're doing going to be, I haven't got all the input yet on it, but I'm going to get it all written up for next week's show. But we're going to be doing a fundraiser for moving the, getting the antenna put where it's supposed to be going for us and everything like that. Okay. Yeah, I just saw a little brief input on that. So I'm going to make sure and have a whole spiel for next week on that. So
for sure.
Yeah. So hey, let's get on with the show. And now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
It's now been 1 year since the first case of COVID was confirmed in the state of Oregon. Though the first statewide stay-at-home order wouldn't come until a few weeks later on March 23rd, I remember the end of February and beginning of March being the first time I saw signs of nervousness in our little community. The store was a little more crowded. Hand sanitizer was a bit more of a hot commodity. And I remember distinctly that early March was the very first time I made the decision not to go to a public event, to see a friend act in a play in Harbor. And I remember the friends saying that they had removed every other chair in the auditorium to help with crowding. And I remember asking them at the time, but do you know for sure if that'll help? Now, for the record, the Oregon Health Authority now does permit indoor theaters to operate, and it does urge space between live audience members for those who are comfortable venturing out. But that's the thing, there was a lot we didn't know back then. I haven't been inside a restaurant in a year. When I think of a meal that I haven't cooked myself, I now picture Thai and Chinese takeout packed neatly in little boxes. And after months of seeing dwindled or empty shelves at the grocery store, I'm now not as picky about the brands in the shopping bags that Fred Meyer workers now select and pack into my trunk for me. And like a lot of people staving off boredom, I've baked a lot of cakes, bread, and pies. Now, luckily, I had plenty of practice in baking before this year-long nightmare started, so I've always been able to enjoy the fruits of my labor. And I also started walking, running, or hoofing it on the elliptical almost every day. In direct defiance of the pies, I've managed to lose 10 pounds. One of the things at the top of my post-pandemic to-do list is to try on a pair of flattering jeans in an open, real-life changing room. And I've written dozens of letters to friends in Coos Bay, in Denver, in Detroit. I talked to my parents and grandparents on the phone for hours at a time, multiple times a week. Now, it doesn't replace my longing for real human contact, but in some ways, through those long, lingering conversations, I feel closer to my family now than ever before. And maybe my self-imposed isolation is on the extreme end of things. I'm young and relatively healthy, after all. I know that a dinner inside a restaurant or a drink at the bar with some friends probably wouldn't kill me. But it could take one of my grandparents, some of whom are still waiting for their turn for their first vaccine appointment. And it did take one of my mentors, who died alone in a nursing home back east last year. And the thing is, I'm not fearful for my own health. I'll probably continue to feel invincible until well into my 30s. But I am fearful of being part of the long, silent, and invisible chain of transmission that could pass the infection along to someone more vulnerable than myself. Now, I always try to be gentle about my thoughts on the matter when I do express them. I politely decline invitations out, saying nothing more than, "I'm still waiting a bit longer." I think we've all had enough of fighting in the past year, and I can empathize with the people my age who can't stand another minute of isolation. I've been feeling the effects of it too. But I also try not to judge the personal decisions of others because I recognize that my privilege allows me to make those decisions more easily. I'm financially secure. I can work from home. I don't have kids of my own to think about. And I know not everyone has that privilege. But since I do, I try to keep that in mind while I wait for my turn to be vaccinated. Because when I'm able to, a young, healthy person who can work from home, then it'll mean that most people have that opportunity as well. So I hope my friends will forgive me for my stubbornness in the meantime. I just don't want to take the privilege that I know I have for granted. And if my voice is still going out on the airwaves, listeners, then you'll know the isolation hasn't broken me yet. However you've spent this past year, I hope you're staying safe and that you're still holding on, especially now that there's a pinprick of light at the end of this tunnel.
All right. Well, thank you much. Always good words there of wisdom. And you know, you're right. I feel the same thing. Especially when my daughter was still alive, I was concerned about bringing something to her. And now I got my grandson, you know, he's going to school and everything like that, but they're doing all this, you know, they're being the precautions that they can there and everything. So you can got to live still, you know, a little bit to the thing, but yeah, I'm concerned about, you know, the people around me, you know, if something happened, cause I'm 59, but I'm still healthy as a horse and doing just fine. You know, so I'm not really concerned so much for myself as I am the people around me. I can relate with that immediately, but you know, so hopefully things will happen, you know?
Yeah. So I'm still baking pies.
Yeah.
Baking
there you go.
I was going to say, when you make it from scratch, it's a few hours at least of effort to make those. So it definitely helps to pass the time.
I have done a lot of cooking myself. I'll tell you that. Right. And I started a play, which I'm hoping to get out, you know, as soon as everything's groovy and all that stuff. So I started a play and it won't take me long to finish it. I'm working on some songs now and everything for it. So I looked at stuff, you know, then all the personal stuff came in and I had to work on that and everything got sidetracked and life in the way. But, you know, yeah, I did a lot of trying to do positives, you know, like I got a play going. I got a book story for kids going of stories that I tell my grandson every night and everything. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, so make the best of the bad situation.
Yeah, a year in, it does help to reflect on those silver linings if you can. Yeah.
Yep. Hey, so before we get on with the rest of the show, I want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and or following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing. Been saying that for a year now. Thank
you. All right. There is a online event called the Oregon Helpers Wellness Room. This is sponsored by Lions for Life. It occurs every week, Monday through Friday, online from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is a Zoom meeting, and you can search for them online for the Oregon Helpers Wellness Room. This is a safe space for Oregon helpers to breathe out stress and breathe in hope. If you are an essential worker, you work in healthcare, behavioral health, or social services, this may be the space for you. And now it's time for Funny Stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, hey, it is said that Dante, the Italian poet, writer, and politician, who is also considered the father of the Italian language, had an exceptional memory. Often as he would walk around the town of Florence, a small group of people would gather around him and start asking questions. One day during his walk, a stranger asked him, "What is the most delicious food in the world?" And without hesitation, Dante replied, "The egg." Following year, the same man met Dante again in the same street and asked him, with what? And Dante immediately replied, with salt. So I hope you enjoy this funny stuff with famous people. Until next week, keep smiling. Yeah, I always like that one. Yeah, a year later, he knew exactly, there's a mind, I'll tell you.
Phew. Oh, yeah.
The other guy wasn't too bad either. You remember what he asked him, so.
All right, and let's see here. We've got an event called Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A. It's inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. This is happening on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 9:30 a.m., and you can go to guyfinley.org/letgo. And am I right in thinking that's an online event, Bruce?
Yeah, that's an online event. It's been doing it for a few weeks. I got it in the paper and everything.
Gotcha,
yeah,
gotcha.
I've been for a couple months and stuff. I've been handing the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and hey, the Whimsical Griff at 615 Checo Avenue is a Friday night game night with Dungeons & Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, etc. Game nights are actually open to all games, but only four people are allowed at a time, so RSVP at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And Inoteca is presenting Music with Jeffrey James. This is happening on the 5th of March from 7 to 9 p.m. And it looks like this is happening at Inoteca in Crescent City.
Yes. Yep. That's the place. Yeah. And Rogue Valley Wind Chasers Kite Club have a monthly fly. This is going to be at South Beach in Crescent City on the 6th. Let's see. On the 6th and the 7th. And it'll be all day, both days. For info, you can call 541-441-5203.
And Checo Brewing is presenting Holus Bolus on the 6th of March at 5 p.m. Holus Bolus means all at once. Holus Bolus is one-person multi-instrumentalist Tom Boylan. Referred to as the one-man psychedelic acoustaloop artist, Holus Bolus is the modern take on what a one-man band is in this day and age. Outfitted with a small drum kit and an acoustic guitar with some foot pedals, Holus Bolus builds songs one layer at a time, coalescing into one sound that's acoustic psychedelic groove rock. Show is at 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah, Tom, it's a good show. He's great to watch. I like watching him.
Oh, yeah, no, that sounds, I've seen people doing those kind of foot pedal,
yeah,
kind of looping on top of each other. It could be fascinating to watch.
He's got a pretty wild show. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that the people of Strasbourg had the longest unplanned dance marathon on record? It's true. And here's the story. In July 1518, residents of the city of Strasbourg, Alsace, a part of the Roman Empire, were struck by a sudden and seemingly uncontrollable urge to dance. The hysteria kicked off when a woman known as Frau Troffe stepped into the street and began to silently twist, twirl, and shake. She kept up her solo dance-a-thon for nearly a week. And before long, some three dozen other Strasbourg citizens had joined in. By August, the dancing epidemic had claimed as many as 400 victims. With no other explanation for the phenomenon, local physicians blamed it on hot blood and suggested that the afflicted simply gyrate the fever away. A stage was constructed and professional dancers were brought in. The town even hired a band to provide backing music. But it wasn't long before the marathon started to take its toll. Many dancers collapsed from sheer exhaustion. Some even died from strokes and heart attacks. The strange episode didn't end until September, when the dancers were whisked away to a mountaintop shrine to pray for absolution. According to historian John Waller, the explanation most likely concerns Saint Vitus, a Catholic saint whose pious 16th century Europeans believed had power to curse people with a dancing plague. When combined with the horrors of disease and famine, both of which were tearing through Strasbourg in 1518, the St. Vitus superstition may have triggered a stress-induced hysteria that took hold of much of the city. Other theories have suggested that the dancers were members of a religious cult, or even that they accidentally ingested ergot, a toxic mold that grows on damp rye and produces spasms and hallucinations. Well, all the bushwhacking can say is those people certainly took the saying, dance till you drop, to a whole new level. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Till next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
dance the night away.
I've heard of that one. It's just interesting that to this day they still like can't entirely explain it. Although I do love the medieval explanation of hot blood.
Yeah, hot blood will do it every time. Yeah, my gosh. Yeah.
When in doubt, you'd blame hot blood.
Exactly.
All right. And we've got an event coming up here called Making Hot Chocolate Bombs. This is on the 7th of March from 10 to 11 a.m. This is an online event hosted by Past to Present Emporium LLC. This is on their Facebook page. In this virtual class, they will be making hot chocolate bombs together. To find out what you need in advance, you can also call 541-808-9553. Now, there is a fee to take part in this class.
That's right. Now, hot chocolate bombs. Now, that might make you dance a little bit. That sounds good. Yeah. Hey, Visiting the Beyond. This is an interactive virtual para program with paranormal lecturer Carl Strutz. This is happening on March 9th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Join experienced paranormal lecturer Carl Strutz as he leads you through a photographic tour of some of the nation's most haunted locations via Zoom. This interactive program will let you choose your own adventure to explore abandoned hospitals, old asylums, murder sites, battlefields, or even haunted homes. So listen to the haunted stories that go along with the properties as well as Strutz's personal experiences. All you have to do to register for this free Zoom event at coosbaylibrary.org.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, sounds very pretty good. Fun. I saw that and I was like, beyond, okay.
And beyond. All right, Michelle Ramos-Boubert presents Meet and Greet New Residents, and this is happening at the Latitude 42 Bar and Grill on the 9th of March from 6 to 9 p.m. This is a Welcome to Brookings event. It's time for a new residence meetup. Connect with others who call Brookings home, share where you've moved from, what you do, and what your move has been like. You can discover new friends and places and faces. You can find out about the many groups and activities that are available on the Oregon coast. And there will be free goodie bags for the first 30 new residents. Everyone is welcome for couples, singles. It's a relaxed setting. Please note, though, you must be 21 to attend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they finally
21 or older.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know what? This thing has been canceled a couple of times. So, I mean, yeah, it looks like it's a go this time. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Coos Bay History Museum is presenting the Unlimited Book Club. This is starting on the 11th at 6 p.m. This is an online event at cooshistory.org/unlimited-book-club. Our book for March is Whipping Girl by Julia Serrano. Coos History Museum, Coos Bay Public Library, and the North Bend Public Library have teamed up for a new book club to celebrate diversity and inclusion by reading and discussing relevant literature. You can join them for their monthly meeting. Registration is free. Well, there you go.
All right.
Yeah.
And there is a Growing Your Own Sweet Potatoes online event happening on the 11th of March at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sweet potatoes are delicious and nutritious, and they can be grown in Santa Clara County. If you'd like to add sweet potatoes to your summer vegetable garden, you can join this talk by UC Master Gardener Karen Schaefer. Karen will explain how to grow sweet potatoes in our climate, including how to grow your own slips, when to plant, and how to harvest. You can serve homegrown sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving this year. The presenter, again, is Master Gardener Karen Schaefer. And registration is required. You can do that at mgsantaclara.ucanr.edu/events-calendar. This is a free class.
Yeah, and it says Santa Clara County, but I mean, I just figured it's an online class. Anybody, you know, and maybe the climate, you know, be different. Right. It's sweet potatoes for crying out loud.
I know, right? I bet we can do it. We've got some very talented gardeners in this area. You,
if they can grow tomatoes here, they can grow sweet potatoes. Oh, yeah. That's all I got to say.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, the Checo Community Public Library at 405 Alder Street in Brookings is presenting The Real McCoy, The Irish Roots of American Folk Music. Now, this is a virtual program, right? This is on the 13th, 12 to 1 p.m. It's a free event. And for info, you can call 541-469-7738. But I know you probably know more on this, or is that the gist of it?
The gist of it is it's a virtual program that's going to be hosted on the library's Facebook page. And okay. For more information, you can go to the Facebook page or to our online events calendar at checkolibrary.org.
I'll have to remember to get the Facebook page on there for next time. Cool. Yeah. All right.
All right. And Disturbing the Peace will be playing at the Brookings Elks Lodge on the 20th of March at 6:30 p.m. Music and dancing at the Elks. It is open to the public.
Yep. An online baking workshop, a Flan Parisian. This is an online event brought to you by Sheila's. This is happening on March 21st, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Tickets are at Eventbrite. The public, anyone on or off Facebook, you can turn your kin into a Parisian patisserie, as she said. How did you say that last year?
Patisserie.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we got that one right.
Yes, but, a Parisian patisserie.
Yeah, that right. That right. We learn a little French here. That'll be very good. Yeah. And you know what? I'm just trying to think on this. I don't know tickets. You know, I guess if you go, I hit Eventbrite on there, and it actually told me. So I'm figuring you can find another site, you know, mm-hmm. on some of these ones that I sent to you. So
yeah, I imagine. Well, if Eventbrite is the platform, they have an ability for you to search for the names of events to find the tickets of it. So yeah, if you know that a show's happening on Eventbrite, if you get on Eventbrite and you actually search for the name of it, usually you can find the event and get tickets for it that way.
Right. That's what I was seeing. So yeah. Okay. All right, people, we're leading you, right?
And there's a virtual artist talk with Alexandra Ayer, free online event. This is occurring through currypubliclibrary.org. This is on the 21st of March at 2 p.m. You can meet the award-winning artist via Zoom and hear about her work. Paintings by Alexandra Ayer will be on display March through May 2021 at the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach. To register, you can RSVP at www.currylibrary.org/virtual-artist. Use your email to get the Zoom link for the talk. You can look for an email from WordPress. About the artist, born in New York City, Alexandra has lived in Gold Beach for over 40 years with her husband, Frank Martinez, with whom she has 3 grown children and even more grandchildren. She holds multiple art degrees and taught art at Gold Beach High School. While continuing to give workshops, in 2002, she turned her attention to painting full-time.
Yeah, so that was an interesting one. Hey, and solve spring beach cleanup. It's on Harris Beach on Highway 101, milepost 355 in Brookings, Saturday, March 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Solve spring beach and riverside cleanup in conjunction with National Public Lands Day and International Coastal Cleanup Day. Join any of the dozens of coastal cleanup projects that are picking up marine debris and litter before it ends up back in the ocean. All events are free, open to the public, and family friendly. Do your part to prevent litter from entering the oceans. Find all projects and register at www.solveoregon.org/beach-riverside-cleanup. For any questions, you can call 503-844-9571, extension 332.
And there's music happening at the Harbor Farmers Market on Wednesday and Saturdays. From noon to 2 p.m., they'll host Tiger Lily and Don Beckner.
Yep. Hey, now we're going to give a shout out to support local businesses.
Mm-hmm. This week, we're shouting out High Tide Wellness Center, Jerry's Rogue River Museum and Gift Shop in Gold Beach, and the Del Norte Office Supplies in Crescent City.
Yeah, and then we got Gypsy's Metaphysical Store in Brookings, Porthole Cafe in Gold Beach, and Wild Rivers Market in Crescent City. Hey, remember to support and shop local. Yeah, them small businesses. Well, hey, we're towards the end here. We might as well get going here because we got a few minutes left. I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Tom, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. And that's it. Got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report. Make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor, KCIW 100.7 FM. And you can tune into the Magical Musical History Tour with the King of Surf Guitar, Dick Dale. See schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on KCIW.org. And if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to KCIW.org, downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey, we'll
see you out there.
Bam!
We'll get it right.
That's a wrap. Good deal. Good one.
We made it. We'll be right back.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.